Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show. As a parent, it was a terrifying 8 hours yesterday as my 16-year-old son was being driven around hanging out with another 16-year-old driver. I was checking their location every 4 minutes. I was so nervous. So here's how it works in our state, where you get your license.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. Now, he has his license, or he doesn't have his license yet. I'm sorry. He has his learning permit now, so I'm teaching him how to drive. So obviously, he can't drive with anybody in a car except me right now as I'm teaching him. But the law is that if you're 16 years old or older and you've had your license longer than 6 months, you can drive with one other person in the car that's not a family member.
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating.
So his friend Ben has his license and got it like back in September or something like that. And now it's summer. They have nothing to do. So Ben came over yesterday and they were gone for 8 hours. I seriously was checking online every 4 or 5 minutes. Just not, I knew they were going exactly where they told me they were going. It's just making sure they are getting there without an accident, because a 16-year-old, even my 16-year-old has said, as I'm teaching him how to drive, Dad, they need to change the laws in America. 16-year-olds should not be able to drive.
I honestly think the same thing.
Seriously, man. So when they leave with another 16-year-old in the car, it's terrifying. And they were gone yesterday from 2 to 10 o'clock last night. But damn if I wasn't tracking them. Now, the next terrifying thing, I can't even imagine this, starts to break my heart a little bit, is watching him drive off for the first time alone in his car, which inevitably is going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, I remember my dad telling me that was probably like top five scariest moments of his life. Just knowing that I was going to be driving every day.
Yes.
That was rough. It's a pit in my stomach.
Yes. And that's now I understand why my parents used to say, we will stay up until you get home. I don't care what time it is, we will stay up. They never did, but they at least said that.
Oh, mine did.
You did that?
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Did they give you the check as soon as you came in, look in your eyes? You're high, aren't you?
No, it was just, I wasn't allowed to get my license until I was 17 because I was not proficient at driving, to say the least.
Oh, no.
And I was so upset. Like, my goal was to get it before I turned 17. Like, okay, so yeah, I got my permit. I had it the entire time I was 16, but I was like, all right, so I had it for a whole other additional year, my permit. I'm like, I just wanted to get it before I turned 17, and it didn't happen.
No. My dad's like, no way.
Yeah. Some of my fondest memories are my dad trying to teach me how to drive and us getting so heated that we walked back in the house after a training sesh. Neither one of us speaking. I went directly to my room, and my mom was like, I don't even think I want to ask what happened.
It is so stressful. And then, Mo, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's one of the most stressful things I've ever done as a parent, is teach a kid how to drive. I mean, literally, he's white-knuckling it. I'm white-knuckling it. With every turn, you're trying to, like, in your head to, like, you don't want to, like, you're nervous inside. Like, and when you're nervous, you almost want to talk too loud. And I have been very good at taking breaths and just, I'm very proud of the way that I've handled it and just been sort of guiding him and not yelling at him, because my dad used to scare the ass out of me. you know, and just like call me a moron. What are you doing? And while you're driving for the first or second time, it's terrifying, right?
It is, yeah.
So I understand where your dad was coming from.
Oh, well, I almost sideswiped somebody. So because I didn't look to change lanes, I was like, oh, there's Wilson Downing. I need to take a ride on Wilson Downing to get back to the house. And so I just was like, well, I need to get in the lane. And there was another car there. And of course, dad grabs the wheel and he's like, what are you doing? And like, and so then I need to get over, but I was so scared to get over and I couldn't. We just kept driving straight for the longest time.
Hollis and I did that the other day. So we've been working out together every day since he's on summer break, right? And when we pull out into the main road out of our subdivision, cars are hauling ass, right? Yeah. And he has to quickly get over into the left lane to make a U-turn. And he missed two different U-turns. And by the time he missed the second one, we were closer to a different LA Fitness than we were going to. So I'm just like, go straight, bro. Just go straight.
I forgot what I was going to say. I completely forgot. I had a thought.
I will say this, and I will not confirm or deny that with my first son, when I was teaching him how to drive, that maybe or maybe not, I was taking CBD before I got into that car just to relax me a little bit.
That's, did that help?
I will not confirm or deny it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing entertainment.
I'm confused.
That's all of our time.
Hey, The Bird Show.